Dr. Turkovich, the CDC has made some changes, creating a new vaccine schedule for children. For those who may not be aware of the changes, what is now in store with the schedule for vaccines for kids?
Well, what they've done is they created, in essence, three different categories of vaccines. One are recommended for everybody. One are vaccines that they said you should really sort of talk to your doctor about and have a shared decision-making. And some they're saying should only be reserved for those that are high risk. So they've taken some of the vaccines that have been routine for many, many years for everybody and sort of moved them into those other two categories.
What do you make of the changes that the CDC has come up with recently?
Well, you know, unfortunately, we've had a very longstanding process for determining what the schedule is. It's first based upon studies and science to determine what the right dose and the timing is of those. And then that information will go into studies. They're peer-reviewed by experts. And then people will look at all of those studies, and another panel of independent experts will come together and then advise the CDC on what the schedule should be. That process was not followed this time, and so when they made the changes, they didn't provide any evidence for why they were doing these changes. They weren't really following the science, unfortunately. So, you know, I would say that here in New York State with the Department of Health and the American Academy of Pediatrics, and here at Gallup Central Children's Hospital Buffalo, we're going to continue with the previous vaccine schedule that's been established for many years.
So what is your message to parents then as a result of these changes, and maybe how, if any ways at this point, do you and other doctors here locally adjust?
Well, you know, I think the first thing that's important is regardless of what the CDC says, you should always have conversations with your pediatrician, ask a lot of questions, understand what the vaccines are for, what the risks and the benefits are. That informed consent is always important and should never be changed. But what I would say is that the vaccine schedule that was previous was evidence-based. It has been studied. And if you look at historically, it's really saved countless thousands, if not millions, of lives and hospitalizations. So it's prevented suffering. It's prevented death. It really is the best that we have. And I would recommend to continue to use it.
In your conversations with parents over the years, have more parents become maybe confused when it comes to vaccines and their kids and the schedule of vaccines?
Well, you know, I think there's some confusion, there's some trust, there's this just parents want to do what's best for their child, and they're getting a variety of different messages, whether they be from governmental agencies, social media, TikTok. You know, the amount of misinformation that's on, especially things like TikTok and other social media platforms, is just tremendous. And so it's very hard to sort of sort through all the information and make the best decision for your child. The best person to talk to is your pediatrician. They are armed with the evidence, the science, and the facts.
And where can people find more information about the recent changes from the CDC, especially those parents who are needing to get their children vaccinated?
Well, I always recommend that parents get their medical information from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It is a national organization staffed by national experts in a variety of different areas, including infectious disease and vaccine science. And that is where you can get all the information you need about the risks, the benefits of all the vaccines. And, you know, I think it will give you some perspective about how effective some of these vaccines have been. Just for example, right now, since we're in the thick of it, it's respiratory season. RSV is one of those vaccines that has now been moved to only high-risk patients. But the studies have shown, and actually it's been confirmed here with looking at where we were 2-3 years ago before the vaccine and now, the number of children admitted with RSV is down by 80% here at the hospital. And that's what the studies actually showed. So the good news is many more children are home and healthy now, and they're not admitted to the hospital, you know, having difficulty breathing and on different breathing machines. So the vaccines are really effective.
Very good, doctor. Anything else you care to add to our conversation that we haven't touched base on?
The only thing I would say is it's also flu season. We're seeing, you know, significant, very high rates of the flu. It looks like it's going to be a very severe season. We had over 600 cases a couple weeks ago. Last year was also a severe flu season. 89% of the over 200 children who died last year from the flu were not fully vaccinated, and almost half of them had no underlying medical problems. And so I highly recommend that you get your child vaccinated for the flu. It could save their life.